This is File 17. Today's date is February 9th, 2016. This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Ann Kremer, and she's going to talk about the Salisbury Housing Committee and all sorts of projects that they have done and projects for the future. But we'll start with the genealogical information. What's your name?
Ann Kremer.
Birthday?
May 17, 1941.
Birthplace?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Your parents' names?
Were Marie and George Connery.
Do you have siblings?
No, only child. Proud only child.
We're special. Educational background after high school?
I have a bachelor's from Sarah Lawrence College and an MSW from the University of North Carolina.
Master of Social Work?
Master of Social Work, yeah.
Okay, all right. How did you come to the area?
Mm-hmm. We came because our son and his wife and two charming grandchildren moved here from Canton, New York, which we were never tempted to move to because it's terribly cold and snowy. But they moved here for him to work at Hotchkiss, and we were ready to leave Florida. We both retired, and so we put our house on the market, and we came up and looked around and then eventually sold our house and then moved here.
What year was that that you moved
that
here?
That was 2006.
And when you came to town, you got involved in some civic activities.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first one you got involved in?
Well, first was the Salisbury Democratic Town Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And then via that, because the chairman of the town committee was also on the Salisbury Housing Committee board, I asked Al Genuvis if he could get me onto the board. And they looked me over and said,
happily agreed.
And agreed that I could be on the board. And so that was the first thing I did. And then I also was on the board of Friends of the Library for a while and had a lot of fun doing book sales for a couple of years.
Yep.
A lot of fun with Eugene.
I remember that. That was fun.
One of the best parts. And then I was on the board of Extras for a while. But it was very hard to think about raising money for several different groups, because how do you sort out
right
where you put your requests? So I got out of Extras, and then when my back interfered, I left the
Friends of the
Library.
Yes.
So I'm just now doing, all I do is, and that's all I do, is Salisbury Housing Committee.
But to do anything well, it takes a lot of time. And that's where you're focused right now.
Yeah.
According to the information that you gave me, the Salisbury Housing Committee started with a church group back in 1970?
Mm-hmm. Or that era. And mm-hmm. they bought Faith House, which is located at East Meadow. I think they built Faith House because it's different there. It's 6 one-bedroom apartments.
And there's two duplexes.
And they're two duplexes, not the separate duplexes. And then I always forget, the town owns a little greenhouse on Academy Street that's behind Le Bon's.
Yes.
And we always call that Academy Street, and I always forget about it. But we have arranged it with the town where we manage it, and it's working out just fine.
Good.
So there's 9 at there.
Okay. How many members are on the board?
The USDA, which holds a mortgage for Serum Village.
Let's not get into there. Just give me how many.
Oh, just 16.
Okay, that's what I need.
Why so many?
You need a lot for various committees.
No, that's true.
What's your term of office?
Apparently forever. I don't know.
I like that. Yeah, we've got a lot of those.
Yeah, it could be like your 2 years and then your 3 years, but no one has said that they're perishing to do it, so I keep doing it.
Well, they know a good lady, and they're not going to let her go.
Yeah.
When do you meet?
We meet every second month on the fourth Wednesday at 5 o'clock. So that means 6 meetings a year.
And where do you meet?
We meet at Town Hall.
What's the purpose of the Salisbury Housing Committee?
The purpose is to own and manage low-income rental housing in the Salisbury area.
And by low-income rental, you mean for people that work in town, or is it open to anyone?
The USDA is open to everyone.
And USDA is United States Department of Agriculture.
And because because Sarum Village is they hold the mortgage. If it's government funding, you have to allow anybody who wants to live there to live there. I can say, as far as I know, everybody who lives there now came from this area or works in this area. So it's, and if you think about it, this is a pretty isolated rural area. You're not going to migrate here just to find housing. There has to be another reason to be here.
Usually, we've got a lot of weekenders that come up for second homes.
Yeah.
But if you're working in the area, it's really difficult to find a place to live. Now, you told me that there are three projects, and you've already mentioned the first one, which is East Meadow and Faith Housing, and that came in the 70s.
Right.
Sarum Village was...
In the 80s.
In the 80s, and that's the one that has the 50-year 1% mortgage.
Exactly.
Okay. How many units are there in that?
There are 16 units.
And where is it located?
It's located on Cobble Road. It's between 41 and 44.
Four.
That little junction there.
Okay. Do they have any townhouses?
I guess you'd say they're townhouses. They're the units. They're four units, and each has four.
Okay. And are they one bedroom, two bedroom?
There are one bed and two bedrooms. There are no three bedrooms, one and two bedrooms.
Okay. How is it funded?
It's funded because we pay the mortgage off. Very nice mortgage, 1% interest.
Right.
And then I just got this clarified today, as a matter of fact. It's based on 30% of their annual income. In other words, they pay 30%. They're not supposed to be paying more than 30% of their annual income. Sadly, some people do not have enough money to get near the 30%.
Mm-hmm.
So those people, it's very problematic. Some of those people, there's a subsidy. The Department of Agriculture has additional funding that goes to 12 of those units. So those people maybe are less than 30%.
Okay.
And it's a rather rigorous process. They do a criminal background check. They do bank records. They have a company that does that. I've seen the form. It's 3 pages long.
Oh.
So people are very, they're very careful about, being sure that they have pretty good credits.
Oh, sure.
Whatever.
Now, you said that East Meadow and Sarum Village are managed.
Right.
What's the company that manages?
It's called Connecticut Real Estate Management.
And how long have they been managing the properties?
I would say 5 or 6 years. Because I was just coming on the board and they were picking a new management company. So after interviewing a lot of people, as Jim Dresser says, you have to kiss a lot of frogs.
You have to kiss a lot of tush. Yeah, I understand that.
To get to the prince.
Sure.
So, but they've done a really good job. And this rate, they charge us a certain amount every month. And for that, they have an on-site manager 1 day a week. They do all the background check. They take care of all the repairs, all the questions, problems. And then they do the financials that let us know each month how things are working.
Wonderful. So they're in charge of the maintenance and that sort of thing.
Right.
Inside and outside?
We just happen to own it.
Okay. But they do the work.
And they do the work.
Nicely done. Now, you have a new project going that you just got the funding for.
Right.
And this is why I'm interviewing you now rather than 2 years back when I originally asked you. What is the new project?
The new project is going to be 8 more units on the site. For people who are familiar with the area, it's kind of a U shape, and there are the 4 units are on the top of the U, and the bottom of the U is empty. And we're going to construct 8 units there. They're going to be 2 3-bedroom units, 2 2-bedroom units, and 4 1-bedroom units.
And this is at Sarum Village.
And this is at Sarum Village.
This is the
area of land close to Cobble Road?
No, this is backing up to the cemetery.
Backing up to the cemetery. Okay. Right. Okay. Do you have an architect?
We do have an architect. It's Arcari, Quisenberry and Arcari, and they're in Farmington. And they're quite wonderful, and they do a lot of this kind of work. They're actually quite a large firm.
Mm-hmm. And they're in Farmington?
Farmington, yeah.
Do you have builders?
We do have a builder. It's Sandino and Company. And I'm sorry, I can't tell you exactly where they are.
It's all right. I'm going to have enough trouble spelling it.
That's right.
And what was the funding that you got? Where did you get it from?
We got it from the Department of Housing in a funding source called CHAMP, Connecticut Housing something, something, something. And
Yep.
Even our consultant doesn't know the name, but this is where the money comes from.
That's right. And can I ask how much?
Yeah, it's going to be nearly $2 million. I couldn't tell you exactly.
Ooh, that's close enough.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Will the rents on these new units be subsidized?
What we are thinking, and we're not sure yet, but what we're thinking is this money is coming as not a loan, but a grant. In which case, we will own it outright, and we won't be paying a mortgage every month.
Oh, good.
So we will be able to do, just ask people for 30% of their income, and we wouldn't need more subsidies.
Wonderful.
We had thought we would have to be raising money for subsidies, but, you know, it takes quite a long time, so we're not exactly sure how it works out.
What have I not asked you about the Salisbury Housing Committee that I should? Do you want to give me the names of people on the board?
I probably shouldn't. I know one thing I should tell you.
Yes, please.
We're a private nonprofit.
Oh, good. That's what
I mean. We have a 501c3. So our board meetings are private. We can invite people to come, but basically our board meetings are private. We have one meeting a year that USDA wants to be open, and so we advertise in the paper. We pay the enormous amount to have an official legal notice. We put it in the sampler, and nobody ever comes. So we try.
You'll be surprised.
We try. So that's what I want. We're a private nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And people tend to think we're part of the town because we meet at the town. And the town is just very gracious the way the library is now meeting at town hall. The town is very generous with its facilities.
The town has put forth a helping hand to anyone that wants, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, no, they're really great. They're really great.
Thank you so very much. Oh. I really appreciate this.
It was great fun.